Yes. Good evening, everybody. I'm Simon Jolly. I am the missing half of Anna's man sandwich. I am a high-energy physicist at UCL. I design and build particle accelerators, whopping great atom smashers, like the Large Hadron Collider. I also work in cancer therapy, where we use similar machinery to treat cancers. Speaking of cancer, has anyone got a cigarette? My man. Much obliged to you, sir. Sorry, that's been driving me crazy for the past couple of hours. Nice one. You can tell I'm a physicist by my complete lack of social skills. I tend to struggle around people. On the autistic spectrum of physics, which runs from normal up to theorists, I sit more towards the Asperger's end, which means that on a good day, I can hold a conversation with a woman. I probably won't make eye contact, but Rome was not built in a day. Now, the difficulty, of course, when you're a socially awkward physicist, being at a university, you have to deal with undergraduates, this new influx that we've just had. I am struggling, I have to say. Something I didn't know, found out last week. Apparently it's acceptable to compliment a new student for having a magnificent set of grades, not a magnificent set of tits. That's inappropriate. I was as shocked as anybody. How was I to know that Robert had body issues? One of the main problems of being a scientist is when you're out in any social gathering, you suddenly become magnetically attractive to every single idiot in the room. I don't know what it is. It's like suddenly I'm catnip for twats. Not a chemist. So when you meet people, they draw you in. They always draw you in. Oh, you're a scientist, right? Yes, I am. I'm a high-energy physicist. Well, I was reading this thing in the Daily Mail about crop circles. Oh, God. Andrew, please get the gun. No, the big one. It must be like, you know, that cats will only ever go and sit on the lap of somebody who is allergic to cats. I'm like that, but with twats. So, here's one for you. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Yes. How do you know? Because I'm not a twat. Must be the same thing as GPs whenever they go to the party. Oh, you're a doctor, are you? I see, I've got this funny green discharge that's been going for a couple of weeks. Probably shouldn't have asked her out to dinner after that. Maybe there's a reason I'm single. Oh yeah, I've been thinking, right? If you take a fridge and leave it running in a hermetically sealed room, does the room get hotter or colder? Hotter. But why? Well, other than the fundamental laws of thermodynamics. And then, of course, you try and explain what you really do as a high-energy physicist. That gets you nowhere either. The people will respond in one of two ways. Either they'll say, oh, you must know Brian Cox then. Yeah, because we all joined up to follow around the one guy who still dresses like a John Squire tribute act. Or they say, oh, so what's the use of that then? And I always say, nothing. There's no use to particle physics whatsoever. Now, that might sound strange coming from me, given that I use the same accelerator technology that you have in the Large Hadron Collider to treat cancer. But that's a byproduct of the technology. It's not the purpose. And if you start trying to explain high-energy physics in terms of the byproducts, you miss out the real reason for doing it. You miss it out completely. But if you take any child out in the middle of a clear, starry night, the first thing they will do is this? And they all stand and stare. And that's the thing for me, is that those areas of science that are most closely connected to our intuitive questioning of nature start with the simplest questions. In the case of particle physics, what's it made of? That's all it is. And the questions get fabulously complex so quickly, things that have become very, very difficult to answer, such as, why is it that every single person in London who uses their smartphone as a compass always steps out to moving traffic in front of my bike? What are they looking for? Is it some kind of cyclist Pac-Man or something? Waka, 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 waka. Hey, we got ourselves a redhead. I'm telling you, catnip for twats. But it's those questions that become so difficult to answer that you need this enormous machinery in which to investigate it. Like, what's an atom made of? When you drill down into an atom, and you find that it's made of protons and neutrons in the nucleus with electrons orbiting around the outside, and then down into the nucleus, and you find protons and neutrons are made of quarks. It's that fundamental investigation that starts from that very simple curiosity. And for me, without doubt, the second best thing about being a physicist, particularly a high energy physicist, is being able to follow that innate curiosity. The best thing? It's obvious. The bitch is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been Simon Jolly. Thank you very much.